This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. A member of President Trump's National Security Council is set to testify Thursday in the House investigation about Ukraine, and he has resigned his post. We get more from AP correspondent Jackie Quinn.
Tim Morrison, a former top GOP aide appointed to serve on President Trump's National Security Council, is believed to have been among those listening in when President Trump spoke with Ukraine's president about investigating Democrats, the center of an impeachment inquiry. Morrison's testimony will come a day after two Foreign Service officers told lawmakers President Trump was relying on attorney Rudy Giuliani rather than career diplomats to handle Ukraine. House investigators are now summoning former National Security Advisor John Bolton to testify. He openly fought with the administration against using Giuliani for a back-channel operation. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
3 days after President Trump stepped up to a White House podium and told the world Islamic State leader Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi was finally dead, military officials gave the public a glimpse of the raid that ended his life. Five black and white videos taken by drones flying overhead show attack helicopters blasting and killing a series of dark figures near the compound who fired on U.S. Special Forces as they flew in before the U.S. forces themselves approached, calling on those inside to surrender. The videos released late Wednesday also show U.S. aircraft using precision-guided munitions to reduce the area to rubble. FBI Director Chris Wray told a House panel that the group's leader in his end does not end the threat.
To a large extent, what we're most worried about here in the homeland is the what I would call the virtual caliphate, which is people who are inspired online, which is a lot easier to do and not just all tracing back to one leader.
And this is VOA News. A new large wildfire broke out early Wednesday in Southern California, forcing mandatory evacuations at the Ronald Reagan Presidential Library and nearby neighborhoods. Ventura County fire officials said that it erupted shortly after 6 a.m. local time, and within 2 hours had torched 165 hectares of dry brush in the Simi Valley. The area is about 64 kilometers northwest of Los Angeles. Governor Gavin Newsom told his constituents that wildfires are still flaring up in multiple spots around the Los Angeles area.
Strike teams are currently working not just on the Ventura fire, the Simi / Easy fire, but we have seen some flare-ups, the Hill fire now, that are impacting Ontario Airport and some of the visibility around Ontario Airport, and a fire in Riverside and some others around Calabasas.
He did express optimism that the worst is over.
We're going to get through this. I think we're turning a corner. The weather is our friend in Northern California. The winds will begin to die down on Thursday in Southern California. We've got all our assets, you name it. We've got it, the mutual aid, the air resources, the DC-10s.
The U.S. Federal Reserve cut short-term interest rates by 0.25%.
The Federal Reserve has cut its benchmark rate for the third time this year, and perhaps the last. The short-term rate is now between 1.5% and 1.75%, and Fed Chair Jay Powell suggesting it'll stay there unless the economic outlook gets worse.
If developments emerge that cause a material reassessment of our outlook, we would respond accordingly. But that's what it would take, a material reassessment of our outlook.
Powell notes the economy continues growing at a modest rate with solid job gains and consumer spending. But he also says business investment and exports remain weak amid global trade tensions. Sagar Magani, Washington.
A former Juul Labs executive is alleging that the vaping company knowingly shipped 1 million tainted nicotine pads, or pods, to customers, AP correspondent Shelley Adler.
That allegation comes in a lawsuit filed by the one-time finance executive who was fired by the vaping giant earlier this year. The lawsuit claims Juul fired the executive for protesting company practices, including shipping the tainted products. A company spokesman says the allegations that Juul shipped tainted products are baseless. The spokesman adds the executive was fired because he failed to meet expectations for the job. The company is under siege from federal and state regulators amid an explosion of underage vaping. Shelley Adler, Washington.
Find more at voanews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.